How ready are you for Saturday night?
I'm ready. I mean, it's been a long time coming, but you know, I had a good week of practice. Everything feels great, so I'm just excited to put that out there on the game field for the first time in a long time.
Do you have some sort of count in your head? Do you know how long it's been?
No, but you guys do a good job of detailing that on my social media channels, so I get abreast of it. But I don't have a count. I don't necessarily, you know, look it up in my head. I just look forward to tomorrow and being better than I was the day before.
So feel like an eternity?
For lack of better words, yes. Feels like a long time since I've been out there, since I've been, you know, last week was kind of fun for me to dress up and obviously not play, but to warm up with my team, put that jersey on again and feel like an athlete again. So it was a good feeling, and now it comes to life this summer.
Victor, we think of it sometimes as quote unquote just preseason. Is this more though than a preseason game for you?
Absolutely. I think this one is more of just a game. This one is, you know, crossing so many hurdles, so many barriers, so many ups and downs that I had to face to get to this moment. And now I'm just ready to just relax and go play some football again. And to me, this game is bigger than just the game, although it's obviously a preseason game. But for me, mentally, emotionally, physically, all of the above, it's more than just a football game.
Is it interesting to you that it comes against the Jets, which is a team you've had some history with?
It's the story of my life, I guess, you know. But, you know, you can't, you know, write it any better than this. This is the way my career has gone. This is the way my professional career has gone. You know, the Jets preseason game has always been some type of landmark situation for me, and here we go again.
Victor, is it fair to say that the butterflies and the anticipation and excitement will make you feel like a rookie again? I mean, is that possible?
I feel like a rookie again, I can tell you that. But there will be butterflies, there will be anxiety. There has been for, some time now. So those feelings will all be back, obviously. So I get butterflies before every game. Until that ball's kicked off, until we're playing, that's when everything kind of settles down and I can hone in on what I'm doing. But this week will be no different.
Do you have to prove anything to yourself? Is in this game
in
specific?
Not necessarily. I think I proved a lot of that to myself on the practice field, just being able to come out here and play and run routes and come out unscathed and feel good the next day and all those things. That's what I really wanted to prove. But obviously this game is more so for me to get hit, you know, have that opportunity to get that game rep, those game-like actions with Eli, being on the same page. All those things that you look forward to as a player.
How pleased were you with this week's practice? I know you kept talking about it, you were waiting for that ball. Did that come this week?
I think it came a couple of times. It came and it felt good. It felt like myself. It felt like what I was used to doing. It felt like how I was used to playing. And I think a couple moments came and I was excited about it. And I just want to continue to stack those moments and stack those personal victories out there.
Victor, what was that like in Buffalo, going on the field for warm-ups, knowing you're not going to play, but wanting to be out there? I mean, that had to be different.
A little bit. I mean, it's been a while since I even dressed up and got out there and warmed up. So I was happy to be able to do that with my teammates and having them cheer me on. It was like, okay, you know, one step closer, 80, everyone's just, you know, on my side and kind of rooting for me. So that was a great feeling. And just to be out there was the best part. Whether I was playing or not, whether I was going to be in that game or not, being out there, going through the warm up with my team was definitely a step in the right direction.
Did you see Rex at all?
I did. He came out to me literally during that warm up, and he was like, "Man, good to see you. You know, you're not going today, but you know, get healthy, and we'll see you out there throughout the year." So it was good that he, you know, we've always had a mutual respect for each other over the years, naturally. And it was good to see him.
You've been close to this point a couple of times, and it hasn't worked out.
Thank you for that.
No,
that's fine. No worries. It's only the... I'm sorry.
It's only sir.
If it's anybody's mic, I wanted to break it with you.
My question was, Victor, when you finished practice yesterday, having, you know, the big, heavy part of the week gone by and you were fine, was there any sense of relief or like, oh, this is going to happen now?
A little bit. Obviously, there was a little bit of an exhale once that practice was over, and I was like, okay, I've finished this week strong and not going backwards. Everything's going forward, and I'm moving in the right direction. So that was a good feeling. And, yeah, man, it was just a tremendous exhale that I was you know, one step closer to getting back out there on the field in a game-like atmosphere and playing with my teammates again.
What were two heavy practices you were able to go back and look at it, watch it? What's your critique? Where do you say, oh, where I really need to get better at?
I think it's continuing to get a feel for the routes, the route combinations, the spacing, and continue to work on catching the football, being explosive, continuing to catch the ball, run after the catch. Just getting that consistency back is the last part of it now, is understanding what I'm getting out there on the field from a coverage perspective and then working backwards from there. So I think it's everything's going in the right direction. I just want to continue to stack and build.
Just one question, guys.
Victor, Mike Sullivan said that he watched you this week and had visions of 2011. Watching tape, did you?
I did. Obviously, some of those moments that I spoke about earlier, about signs and things that I wanted to see it myself, they were out there. They were out there on the football field. And some of that quickness and some of that elusiveness that I felt was definitely out there. And I just want to continue to build on that. Like I said, it's one thing to do it one day, but to continue to do it every day and be consistent is what you want. And I think I built a good foundation to continue to move in the right direction.
Given what, the stops and starts for this whole process, was there a level of anxiety that you had coming into the week practice-wise, and were you concerned that things might have had been set back again?
Of course. I mean, the anxiety to come out, the training staff told me I was going to be full go. I was going to just, if I had any limitations that they wanted me to let them know, because I know my body after, all this time that has passed. So there was definitely, I was positive. I got a text from a friend of mine that just said, go out there and have fun. And I was like, that's how I'm going to approach it. I just came out, I was smiling, I was having fun, I was running around, I was having a good time. And I think that was the thing that kind of tipped the iceberg for me. So here I am, and I'm just ready to play now.
Was that right before practice you got that text?
About an hour before practice.
You want to say who it was?
It was this guy right here.
Tom Roth?
Hart State.
Oh, Hart. LeBron?
LeBron, yeah. Not LeBron, although I did text him as well.
LeBron, Hart State, but then same
guy. Same guy.